Your foresight took you through the steps that you envisioned forming in forward steps. And before you could act upon your instigation, in real time, you saw the outcome and knew it best not to pursue. You pushed the exciting newness away, choosing the familiarity you're accustomed to. And while not ideal, it's what you know, how you know, the ways to deal. Yet this expedition still bears fruits within rotten flesh. Here we return to the onset of this discussion, and now must revise our premise. For those who've ever only been alone, at least for an uninterrupted expanse of time, they'll nod in assent when hearing that one becomes truly unaware. They become utterly ignorant to the fact that they've grown miserable, distraught, and unassuming and impossible to broker. They lose sight of the fact of just how lonely they actually are and have been for quite the while. They'll respond to your question by saying they are not lonely, perhaps citing the philosophical differences between the semantics surrounding loneliness and being alone. These answers are bullshit. They exist solely in a cruel, cruel vacuum. The real answer will read something like this. For those alone, they are unaware of just how lonely they are, that is, until they venture outside of their comfort zone, experience an inkling of what could be, and the simple act of examining possibilities sends you back to your empty home, alone as you've ever been, but now you understand the connection between loneliness and the conditions created for being alone. For those who've been lonely can find a moment to try and reconfigure all they are. These people I feel the worst for, as they go way beyond the habitat of those simply alone. For it's these blissfully ignorant creatures who just don't know, and for that matter, perhaps, I believe, are much better off for their severely blind and ignorant range of scope.